It's gonna be in my head for the rest of the night.
Hell yeah.
Let's meet
Come
my
on now,
make
make
my
my
day. Make my day. Make
Excellent.
my
Speaking of dancing, I start working
Yeah.
out again because I'm going to Ultra Miami, and that's a week long festival, a weekend long festival. But I'm gonna be out that entire weekend, and
Yeah.
it's at the end of this month too.
Oh, you gotta hurry.
So I
Yeah, to
started
get the
working out
stamina
again.
and the.
Yeah, the whole
Yeah.
nine yards, so I can keep up with all the
My God.
whippersnappers. It's gonna be fun. Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
And one.
One.
Hello, world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
Welcome back, happy hour listeners, all 47 of you or so. My name is David Ogier. I am at MetalDave01 on Threads and
Yeah.
Instagram, joined as always by Veronica.
Yeah. I'm at CHILE underscore pepper on Twitter and Instagram and Threads and CHILE no underscore pepper on Blue Sky.
That's right. And we are the Happy Hour at Happy Hour Pod on Threads and Instagram, happyhour.com and youtube.com/happy hour. The
Maybe it's just
Habs,
Mr. Banana Cheeks and who else? Like 46 is Mr. Banana Cheeks.
yeah, that's one. So that's one guy.
It's our friend in California,
That
Dennis
guy,
Russell. Dennis Russell.
Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon from Calgary. Hi,
Hi,
Brandon. How
Brandon
are
from Calgary. How
you?
you doing?
Thanks
Hope
for
hope.
listening.
Hope it's not too cold over there.
Well,
Actually, it's quite.
it's
It's.
either too cold or it's a Chinook.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
there's no in between in Calgary.
It has been a very mild winter. Like,
Yeah, except we just had snow in March. Unheard of.
yeah, but it's like, how much
Unheard of.
snow?
Huh?
How much snow, though?
It was lots. Like I live like in inland, but I
Yeah.
still live at the end of the inlet. So I'm basically at sea level. And we had like this much snow. Yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was wet snow too, so it was like heavy.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, gross.
For the US folks, it's never been like below zero in the Mideast, at least in New York. Granted, Buffalo is a different, that's a whole different story for Buffalo, but
Yeah.
Albany, I think we got snow maybe once or twice, once bad-ish. But overall, not that bad. I remember the coldest
You
I
mean
felt
this some this winter or ever?
this winter,
Okay.
and that is a that's it's not quite normal.
Yeah.
What I do know that is not normal is that February, in my experience being in Albany for the past decade, has been the coldest month, and that is not the case this year because January by far exceeded that, especially the one weekend. Of course, the one weekend I went to Montreal, because it was like negatives, negatives,
Yeah, it's
negatives
its own ecosystem.
in both American and Canadian reckoning. It was in the negatives, and that means cold, cold. Anyway, that's the weather on the nines
That's the weather.
with Veronica and Dave. We'll
Yeah.
have an update at the next half
Yeah, I'll let
hour.
you know. It was hailing before too. We had all kinds of things.
Thanks, Veronica. Take it away.
No props.
Let's talk about the games.
Okay.
The Habs played hockey this past week. They played hockey in the state of Florida. And I hate that swing
Florida.
for in general, yes. And I hate that swing for the Habs because the Panthers are a bunch of goons, and in general, fuck the Lightning.
Yeah. Fucking Kucherov.
Fucking Kucherov. Now, with that being said,
Yeah,
Habs,
remember?
yeah.
We predicted a horrible, horrible,
Oh.
horrible, just like bad tidings, bad
Bad, bad,
tidings.
bad, bad, bad. I know. I'm pretty sure I went out that Thursday. I was like, I'm not even going to be all that interested in it just because of just how awful it can be. And let's see what happened. We were talking about Barkov starts scoring, Suzuki follows that up, though, makes it 1-1 going to the second. Reinhardt gets the power play going for the Panthers, but then Yuri Slavkovsky answers, makes it 2-2 going into the third, making a game of it. Alex Newhook takes the lead on the power play, on a power play goal in the third period. 3-2 Montreal. Sam Reinhardt again gets a shorty.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Anyway.
That's one. It is my ultimate bugaboo. Shorties.
Yeah, we're on some kind of... I think that they mentioned that the Habs have some kind of record this season.
Yeah, they've allowed the most shorthanded goals this season. Unfortunately. Which is... All right, well, that's special teams right there. You're playing with a man down, and nope, that is one of the worst stats in hockey. I cannot stand it. So there's that. Overtime happens, goes into the shootout. Just looking over there, we're talking, let's see, Caulfield with the lone goal for the Habs after Ilonen and Suzuki. For Panthers, it's Reinhardt with the miss, Barkov and Lundell with the goals, and the Panthers take it. But the Habs go away with a point.
Who was in net? Was it a Primo?
Oh, no, it was our favorite Montembeau.
Montembeau
got the got the shootout loss for the Habs. Fantastic. Now, surprise, surprise, Primo in net against the Lightning. And as we were talking about before we started recording, that game, oh my God, what the hell was wrong with the Lightning for like the first half of that game?
I spent a period and a half thinking, do they suck?
Are they?
I didn't want to put it on Twitter because that's a jinx.
Are they like hung over? Like what's going on? Yeah. They had, I think, 6 or 7 shots on net through like a good chunk of the second period.
Yeah.
And, Then they turned it on.
Then the
refs stopped paying attention to the game. Jake Evans cannot catch a break.
No.
At all. He got, the first thing that happened to him was the high sticks. Yeah. Like, okay. One that definitely made him bleed. And it's like, do you recall a few games ago how a call was made after the infraction happened just because somebody complained about it? I forget where that was, but Jake Evans was bleeding. And if it was at that game, Habs would have had a 4-minute power play. And I think it was against the Habs, whatever the hell it was.
It was something like that.
I was losing my shit because I was like, I've never seen this in hockey where a call is missed the moment it happens. Oh, I think it was the game against New Jersey, actually. Saturday afternoon game, because I was there and I was losing my mind. I was like, how can they make that call? I don't know.
It's a treat to go to a game with Dave.
It is a waking nightmare for everyone that goes with me to a hockey game.
It's hilarious.
To spectate, because I was losing my mind.
He's all alone in that moment. He's all alone.
Mm.
It's just...
I was alone at the game, surrounded by Devils fans. I'm complaining about the refs. I was calling them bums all night. And they agreed. They're a bunch of bums. Overpaid, sheltered bums. Anyway.
Yeah. Max was saying the other night, too, like, these guys make like 100, like the six figures.
Yeah, they're six-figure guys.
To go to games for free.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to do your job.
No, like, you don't. No. Like,
oh my God.
What the hell's going on here?
Nobody makes you do your job.
It's so outrageous.
Yeah, it's outrageous. It's an outrage.
So, halfway through the game, the Lightning pick it up finally. And it's like, oh, this is the Lightning team that we absolutely hate to hate.
Yeah.
And, the thing is that, first half of the game, Joel Armia, Jake Evans, 2-0 Montreal going into the second period. We've seen that script before on New Year's Eve. Followed, of course, by Braden Point. Followed, of course, by Anthony Cirelli. Makes it a tie game going into the third. Oh my God, kill me. Josh Anderson gets the tip from Caulfield. Great.
Yeah, I thought it was Caulfield's.
Great. Yep, me too. I thought it was Caulfield as well, but yep. Nope, got the tip in. And if Vasilevsky was in net, you know, let's also like keep that in mind too, because they had their main guy out there.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, Habs on the power play, Tyler Mott, shorthanded goal, 3-3. Overtime and fucking shootout, and it was another long ass shootout.
Yeah.
Where we're talking Suzuki miss. Or Suzuki stopped. Caulfield, goal. Armia, missed. Ilonen, missed. Slavkovsky, missed. Wah, missed. And it was Stamkos, of course, and Hedman for the Lightning to get the shootout win. So, Habs get a point.
Josh Anderson has beef with Hedman.
Oh, yeah. He's been getting violent lately in general, Anderson.
He's so frustrated, right?
Yeah.
He's like a bomb ready to explode.
Yeah.
But it's just like, no, dude, please just don't get involved with Hedman. He's like a Sasquatch.
I know.
Like, Josh is no little boy, but, you know, maybe don't. We don't meet them again, do we? Because they've got beef.
One more game, April the 4th. And it is the last game of four that the Habs play against the Lightning. The Lightning have taken every game this season. Fuck those guys.
They fucking creamed us that one game. That's right.
Sucks. So there's the Lightning. Goodbye.
Oh, I hate John Cooper too.
Yeah, what a fucking.
If I never see John Cooper again, it will be too soon.
Yep. So now we go to sunny Nashville, which is actually in the middle of a.
Nazi Central.
Nazi Central. I hate Tennessee Nazis. It's in the middle of a bowl. And what happens in Nashville is that, you know, it's in the middle of a bowl, and that means it's under all of the humidity in Tennessee. So it is. Nashville is a fucking, I don't even sauna. Know. Yeah, it's a sauna. Like all the damn time. So suck that.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't go there with my hair.
I couldn't go there in general. I hear it's a fun time, but I don't want to go.
I hear it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Tennessee is like. You shouldn't live in Tennessee.
No,
They got rated like the worst state in the United States for something having to do with government.
I can see that because their legislature are a bunch of fucking Looney Tunes.
Like the least fair. Ugh. Yeah.
Awful. Yeah.
Democracy in the States.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like if you're beating Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Alabama. Like.
Jesus. Okay. Roll Tide. Philip Forsberg starts scoring for Nashville. First period. 1-0 Nashville going to the second. Yep. Gustav Nyquist makes it 2-0 Nash. But then a miracle happens and Brendan Gallagher shot the puck. Went into the top corner.
Instead of passing.
Yeah, passing. Great play. Jake Evans feeds Gallagher and top corner 2-1. Montreal on the comeback. Then the goal heard round the world. It's one of every once in a while one of these has to happen. And it was kind of nuts because there was a goal that went against Allen there that bounced off. Actually. That did not happen. That happens later in the game. We're going to talk about that. But Nashville has to figure out their fucking board system because pucks are going all over the place with that, especially with this one. Face-off happens. Habs control. David Savard rings it, you know, to get the puck, just to dump the puck into their end. He got the red line, dump the puck into their end to just, you know, go on the rush or get a line change or whatever. Just rings it into the boards. With every intent to have it go around and have, what's his face there?
Soros?
And have Soros, the mini king there, stop the puck and then play it and blah, 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 you know, regular game. No, that's not what happened. The puck had different intentions as it hits a stanchion just right to bounce off and slide into the goal 6 seconds after the Gallagher goal.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm no goalie, and I don't know how to play the game, obviously,
But what on earth was he doing standing behind his net after the Habs took possession of the puck? Behind his net with his back to the net?
No, yeah, he was going to stop the puck as it came around the boards, but it didn't do that.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, what in the hell is he doing in the first place?
But Saros almost got caught twice with that, come to think of it. But that was another, that was a brilliant play that comes on later. But thing is, 6 seconds after the Gallagher goal, David Savard, you know, gets, you know, his, and it's 2-2 all of a sudden. Whoa.
Yep.
The 8-game winning streak, Predators tied with the lowly Habs. The minuscule. Third period starts. Ryan O'Reilly gets, fucking. They left him alone. Ryan O'Reilly just left to his own devices, completely bare of any defenders. And Allen made his move, didn't work. And Ryan O'Reilly is going to score on that like 9 times out of 10. And there it is.
Yeah.
3-2 Nashville. That was about, at 12:19 in the period. However, once you know it, Joshua Waugh, apparently on a breakaway, as I'm seeing it, gets the tied goal with 5 minutes left to the game, and it's 3-3 going into overtime.
Like the shot.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
That was a yes, I believe so. See, I'm trying to remember because it's registered as unassisted. I'm trying to think. Well, how did he? Was that the? Of course, I can't remember. I'm not going to bother trying to remember either. Regardless, irregardless.
Nope. Regardless.
The there was a play earlier in that game where there was a messy, messy line change, and there were like 7 or 8 Predators on the ice trying to figure out what was going on. And Saros, he was like meandering away from the net too for whatever reason. Whatever the hell happened, I don't know what he was thinking. And Caulfield had the puck, and I think he just had the awareness of what was going on, and he just took the shot, either going for the goal or to force Saros to play it and thereby giving possession to the team and force the too many men on the ice call, which is what I think happened there. Actually, I'm going to see what time that was called.
That was in the third. And
last 2 minutes of the game. That's right.
That this was also maybe about fucking 6 minutes or something after Caden Gooley got a blatant high stick to the face.
Oh, God.
None of the four zebras saw.
Yeah. There are 8 eyes attached to 4 brains on the ice. And they just miss the dumbest shit. It's in the play's happening right there. And you don't see it. It's
like, that's what they're doing. They're getting away with these sneaky little high sticks. And poor Jake Evans was the victim in fucking Tampa.
Like, just get them off the ice.
Yeah. 4 blind mice. I'm sorry, dude.
They're either getting in the way of the play by kicking a puck when they don't need it. For example, and I wanted to bring this up because it's after the fact that it happened. Sidney Crosby's golden goal.
Yeah.
That puck hit the ref before Ignia got it and passed it to Crosby for the game winner.
That's right. Iginla. That's right. Iggy!
U.S. U.S. went to clear it on the boards, hit the ref. Ignia got it to Crosby in goal. Now, I like that because fuck Team USA. However, get them off the ice. They're fucking with the game. It's like they have to skate around cones that are moving.
Yeah.
God, I hate that shit.
With technology today, they can be up in a fucking box, watching on a computer or watching on cameras that, you know, follow the thing or whatever. And it would be 1,000 times more effective than having these guys on the ice.
Oh my God.
But then if they did that, then they wouldn't have the excuse of not having seen the things that they just choose to ignore, because Gary Bettman calls them and says, hey,
you guys are the best refs on the planet.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be great if this game ended in a tie or whatever the fuck it is that happens over there? But Yeah, if they did that, if they made it smart, a smart way to ref and view all of the ice and see everything that's going on at once, they would never do that because that makes the game less dramatic. That makes it so that the refs can't control it,
Like it's
manage
not
the
that
games for.
difficult. Like the whole thing I always hear people pushing back on is like, oh well, what if there's a fight? Well, okay, have two refs go onto the ice and break it up. Have like have enforcer refs. I don't give a shit. I don't know. Fuck. But the four officials on the ice at the same time as the team, it's not worth it.
No.
Like you
And
need
how many
to.
times have refs ruined a costly playoff game?
I can't even get into it.
Like,
It's beyond
beyond.
reprehensible.
Yes.
And I will use that word
Good
appropriately.
word.
God damn it. So overtime happens. Habs get
OT, yo.
the Habs get like 10 seconds of overtime
Of a
because of
power
the
play.
of the power play. 10 seconds of power play time on the overtime. And so 4v3. But they whittle that down so that it becomes a 4v4, and Habs had it pretty much the entire time. Caulfield feeds Nick Suzuki, who does not make a mistake, scores
No.
17 seconds in. Habs
And
break
all they
the
had to do.
winning streak and they break their losing streak.
And Nick Suzuki's 100th goal.
Yeah, that's right. 100th goal in the NHL.
And he got a little cut.
Yep.
So he looked like badass in his picture with the puck. And what else was there? Oh, when I did the post game quiz, I realized that Nick Suzuki was the forward from both teams with the most time on ice.
That's right. And you want to know something that's so funny about that? He was the second star of the game, according to the NHL.
I saw him as first star. The middle guy
That's
was.
TSN.
Yes, that
Because
was Jordan
everybody
Morris.
does different stars of the game. It's
Yeah,
like, why
yeah.
bother
On
doing your
TSN, he was
own?
first star. The middle guy was one of the Nashvilles. And
Yeah,
then
probably Ryan O'Reilly.
Jake Allen
No shit.
got the
Oh,
first
that's
star.
right. Weird. So. Here's a so I looked this up and I put this on Threads. The Habs have won three games in their past 10,
Oh my Lord.
one with each goalie. Primeau, Montembeau, and Allen, three wins. They're the same person.
And like I heard a quote from Jake earlier this week where he was just like, I want Friday to be over so I don't have to, like, he's been talking about this shit all season.
Yeah.
He's been asked about it all season, the
Yeah.
trade deadline and all that stuff.
Oh
And
yeah,
he
it's
just
trade
wants to
deadline
be over.
day. Habs aren't going to do anything. Probably.
Well, they're probably just gonna, I mean, Kent Hughes, this might sound bitter, but it's not. But he's made it quite clear that he's intent on losing as much as possible for at least the next two seasons. So I expect Savard to go.
Yeah, that's going to be painful, painful
That
times.
will that's just the last nail in the coffin, right?
Yeah.
But
That's the only other person I hear about is Savard. Yeah, it's Allan Savard and
he's so valuable.
yeah. But like the whole thing with that is at that point it's either you keep both Savard and Matheson, which would be nice, but if you get a good enough deal for Savard, it's like another first round pick that that the Habs got for Sean Monahan. Like that's nice. Just loading up on first round picks again. There's that, and I don't think there's a deal good enough to get rid of Matheson, for example. If we're talking veteran people, and Yoel Armia, another person that was talked about a little bit, who has been kind of heating up in a sneaky way for the Habs lately.
You know who he is behind in goals for the season, and he spent half of it in fucking Laval?
Anderson?
He's only behind Nick Suzuki and Cole Caulfield. The third guy is Yoel Armia, and he was gone for most of it. I'm telling you, he's my boy. And not only that, when he was in Laval, he was the
Oh.
light of everybody's life.
Oh. So funny story about that. I go to the bar often and people talk to me. And somebody was saying that they went to see a game in Utica. That would be...
Upstate?
Yeah, upstate. Upstate New York. But I'm trying to think of the farm team that's in Utica.
Oh. I think we've even mentioned it before.
I think it's not the Canucks anymore because they're in Abbotsford. You know, I have the AHL thing up already. Blah, blah, blah. How about that?
So Utica.
Standings. Who the hell are these guys? It is the Utica Comets for...
It's not what I was thinking.
Oh, God. Because it's not the Devils. Maybe it's the Devils. About? No. Yes.
What are we talking about?
Talking about who the farm team in Utica is for. And I think it's actually the Devils.
Because and why were we thinking about who the Utica team is?
Because this guy was at the Utica game when Laval was in town, when Armia was there. And he said that Armia looked bored and was just murdering people there. He was just so good that it was dumb that he was even there.
Yeah, and not just that, he had a great attitude from everything that I hear. Like, he's such a professional, so I'm really, really glad for his success. And especially because he's our shorthanded king. And I'm really, really happy for him. When he smiles, I can see that he's in a really good place right now. And there was, okay, so in the second intermission of yesterday's game, Gordon Miller, friend of the podcast,
Gordon Miller, who was also on the call last night, and I was so happy.
So was I.
I was like,
he and Mike Johnson were having so much fun.
It's a February miracle. Oh, he is the best. I love Gord Miller on the call. Yeah. I was like, this never happens. So
and
cool.
Also as a conversationalist. And also he's so smart. And he knows so a lot of shit. And he's very thoughtful. And so I love Gord Miller, as everybody knows. But he and Arpan Basu, friend of the podcast. We're both having a chat at the second intermission, and I usually don't even watch those. Like, I get stuff done or whatever, but I happened to want to re-watch the game, just kind of flip through it last night. And so I actually sat and watched that interview after it happened, or that meeting or whatever. But Arpan brought up two important things. Mm. That it's about, he was talking about Brendan Gallagher, who... as we learned through social media, his mom is ill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With cancer.
Brain cancer.
And it's just like, and I've been guilty of it too, picking on Brendan Gallagher all season. But like, Arpan has the reminder of these people have lives off of the ice, and you'd never know what's going on in somebody else's life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before you start, you know. And it's a good reminder of you never know what if somebody's in pain or something, you just don't know. So mm-hmm. The second item that he brought up was about David Savard.
Yes.
Because it was very important to him and his wife that his children grow up speaking French. Because when they were in whatever English-speaking city they were in before, his kids were losing French. And even though he and his wife speak French at home. And so he has a real tie to the city of Montreal and being a Hab.
Further,
and I think that should be taken into consideration, because he's also such a leader that, you know, if you just take away all the leaders, they took away Monahan. If you take away all the leaders, then who's going to be the leader? You know,
it's going to have to be Suzuki.
Well, and I think it's good to have a big brother around.
Yeah,
I think it's good to, because as I said previously, the team's gonna suck, or at least it's not gonna win for a while. So that's a lot to put on Nick Suzuki. Like, Nick Suzuki, the year that he's having with all of his goals and his 100th career goal last night, the first month of the season, all I could hear about was, what's wrong with Nick Suzuki? Is Nick Suzuki not the player that we thought he was? Nick Suzuki, you know, and all of that shit's going on. And I mean, obviously Nick Suzuki is Nick Suzuki, and it doesn't matter what the media or anybody on fucking social media says, he's going to be amazing and smart and wonderful in every way. But it's just the dichotomy of like all of the madness that's going on in the city at all times over anything. And especially, it's not so much that they're losing because of the rebuild. It's because they're thinking of things to talk about, you know, so that these things become a conversation. And I don't care, like, this gets back to the players anyway. I think it would be good for him to have a big brother around, because of all of that added pressure that's going to be on his shoulders. Not of, you know, I'm sure he can take it, but it would be good to have a big brother in that room.
Agreed. Now, further to that, Savard took a pay cut to come to Montreal too, about $750,000 less than he would have made with the team that he was with at the time. Who was that? Was it Lightning? Was he with the Lightning when that happened? I think he was.
I guess he was.
Yeah,
correct.
And so there's that. You know, there's
it just shows how
there's
family
a bit of a
and culture
connection
are important.
There too. Yes, but there's a bit of a connection with Lightning and French speaking and whatnot, because we also picked up our super special contractor guy that he played Bellevaux. He played with Martin Saint, or he played Bellevaux in the movie. He played with Martin Saint Louis. Le Cavalier. That's right. That guy, Vincent. So that guy. Yeah. So you know, he came over from the Lightning organization. And also, who's the GM over there for the Lightning? Because that guy is a Quebecois. Julien Brisebois. That's right.
Brisebois.
Julien Brisebois. That's the guy. And yeah, there it is.
Breezer was his nickname.
Breezer.
Good Breezer.
What his stats were? Oh, they're not even on his wiki. That's not good. Too bad.
Everybody loved him.
He's from Greenfield Park, Quebec. That's fun. Also, a correction, that's not your fault, but I was curious, so I looked it up. Yoel Armia, his goal total. You're very close. He's in fourth place.
I just got that from the TV. I didn't look it up.
Fourth place. So very close. Oh. But so it's Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, and then Armia in goals scored.
Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, and then Armia. So he's third.
Mm-mm.
How? Who's in between?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, Slav?
Yes, it is. It's Slavkovsky. Of all people. That's another thing, too. Slavkovsky, man.
Ugh.
19? Fine. That's awesome. 31 points on the season.
He's one with the game.
Oh, yeah.
He's one with the game. He's one with the puck. He's one with his line mates. And, like, Max and I just look at each other like, and with every passing game, I put that on Threads yesterday, with every passing game, he's slicker and slicker, like confidence, tons of confidence. Like, he was given a big assignment to play on the first line with Nick Suzuki and Cole Caulfield, who are going to be Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he's a gamer.
That's the guy we need. I mean, he's the first overall pick. He's going to be at 19 doing this. That's fine. Huh. Yeah. Wait until he's 24, for instance. He's going to be like a bull out there.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's going to be another 5 years, folks.
That's so long away.
Just letting you know, it's another half decade.
I'm just really impressed.
Because you want to know who's probably going to be in net a half decade from now? Jacob Fowler. Because that kid, wow. He is...
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I mean, it's NCAA. It's college. But it's still, I mean, he's dominant for BU over in Boston. So good for them.
Oh, I thought we were talking about that goalie, that Quebecer that we didn't get that went in the sixth round.
No. The guy that's in the Sabres.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a guy that the Habs actually picked, who is a prospect of the Habs in college currently. Okay. And he is very, very good.
Right. Well,
it's the one bright spot in the goalie line that isn't like
maybe that's something that Hughes is kind of waiting to align.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too. Because
you need a carry price or a fucking...
You need an all-star goaltender.
Lundqvist. You need an all-star goalie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're going to win the cup.
That's it. It really is. Maybe you need
something that he's waiting for.
You need defense. I mean, you need a goalie. Yeah. Defense, you can be... You have to be big on defense.
Yeah.
And you need centers. One or two really good centers, and then they just everything else hopefully falls into place.
Yeah. And but the goalie is central.
Yes, 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 yes. Central. So with that being said, okay, so Yoel Armia, fourth place in goals with 11. It's all good. Suzuki. Oh, look at wait. Ah, Suzuki tied with Masson for leads and assists. Suzuki definitely leads goals, and Suzuki is the top point getter. For the Habs, he's almost a point per game player. And
I know.
That is very good.
Yep.
Very
good.
Remember when
everybody was talking about trading him? I was like, what the fuck are you talking? It was so appalling and insulting to everybody's intelligence.
Absolutely nuts. I actually don't remember that, but yeah, no.
Oh.
No.
It was happening like...
Nick's going to be the number one guy. He's going to be the number one center no matter what anybody says.
He was even on the Habs. Trade him now. Like, get something for him. Like, you know, the Memorial Cup, blah, 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 the value and all that shit.
Oh, that.
It's just like, what on earth? And now they're all the ones preaching patience for the rebuild.
And that's exactly what it's going to be. Lots of patience, lots of rebuild. Because once one of Savard or Yoel Armia or Allen go, it's going to be the kids in net, which is fine. You know, it'll be good to have just a double tandem. Then we know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Even out the games, give them more ice time. But it's going to be growing pains, especially for the defense. And depends on the price. Depends on the price.
Yeah, Savard is gone.
Trade deadline's Friday, is it?
The goalies are going to be, Friday. The goalies are going to be upset. But, shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the rebuild. It's like, even if Savard goes, it's going to be painful and it's probably going to be losses all the way down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to care if we see the hockey that they've been playing since the Florida game. I don't care. Like, I didn't care that we lost to both of the Florida teams. You know, I didn't care that they lost the lead with, you know, I just don't care because I see them trying and I see them doing really cool shit. And, you know, I just want to get entertained.
Yeah.
And it was during the Florida game that I was coming home. So I was listening to it. And in the first period, the Habs had a power play and the TSN Montreal commentators were saying, wow, like Florida looked confused during that power play. And I'm like, I'm sorry I missed that. And I'm sorry I forgot to record it. But it's stuff like that. Like their passes are so crisp, except for Brendan Gallagher. Please don't pass it, especially across the ice. Just get the puck, and when you get it, shoot it.
Just shoot it. Lob it in.
Shoot it.
Lob it in.
Yep. What did Ashley say? If you want money, you go to the bank. If you want bread, you go to the bakery. If you want goals, you go to the net.
Who said that?
Get the puck and shoot it.
Who said that?
Ashley. I never forgot it.
Oh. Our Ashley.
You forget everything, Dave.
Yeah, I just one ear out the other. Really. I have conversations that I don't remember like 2 days after having them.
Ashley's doing good.
She is.
Little girl is so big.
Yeah.
Looks like she's ready to go off to university.
Yeah. Get a job already.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to pay rent. Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. What other news do we got here? We have one bit of news.
Yeah.
Assistant General Manager John Sedgwick has been extended by the Habs. That happened this morning. Montreal Canadiens Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations, Jeff Gorton, not the race car driver, the hockey guy, announced on Wednesday that the team has agreed to terms on a multi-year contract extension with Assistant General Manager John Sedgwick. In addition to his duties with the Canadiens, Sedgwick is named General Manager of the AHL's Laval Rocket, whom are not doing well again. Oh, well. They were, then they weren't, they were, then they weren't, and here they are again. I thought they had a game tonight. The Rocket. I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. I was wrong. Final overtime, they lost against Syracuse Crunch.
Today?
Today. Yep, that was tonight. Nope. Wait. Yes, that was tonight. Yes.
Right.
The calendar looked weird. They used octagons instead of squares.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Okay. So there's that. So good for John Shedrick. Yeah. Oh, wow. What the hell? Cedric initially joined the Canadiens organization in April 2013 as the Director of Legal Affairs. So he's been with the Habs for over 10 years.
Director of Legal Affairs.
Yeah, so I wonder what those guys do.
You would imagine.
It's probably the guys that try to figure out what to do with, oh, what the hell's his name, when he crashed the car after the preseason game with the two girls and then, in the back.
Arbor Jack guy ended his career.
Oh, yeah, fucking, what the hell is that guy's name?
Oh, my God. Oh.
I hate it.
Nobody gave him a chance but Bergeret. Then he crashed the track. Oh, my God, listeners.
Do you remember when that fight, when that fight happened? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What a piece of work that was.
And then it came out that he and Pezzetta had been planning it since the beginning of the season. Because Pezzetta had fought him before. Fuck.
Gonna find it. Zach Cassian.
Cassian!
That's right. I remember we traded Brandon Prust for him.
Yeah.
What a time.
Didn't play. The only game he played was an exhibition game.
Yep. That was 2015 when that happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got up to that news. It was like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Now, he wasn't driving it. A woman was the one that's of the ladies was driving it. Yeah, that's what they say. Oh, my God. As of 2021, another delay in the case involving woman charged with crashing the truck.
Yeah.
Wow, this is still going on.
It's ongoing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was young. She's 25 now. Or in 2000. I'm sorry.
I don't think she was even old enough to drive.
2021. So she was 25 in 2021. Happened. Okay.
I thought that was the scandal, that one of them wasn't even old enough to drive.
Oh, she was young, Zach. What were you doing? I know drinking age is different in Quebec.
I didn't want to say it, but
that is a problem. An F-150? Come on, Zach.
And it was in like on big wheels too.
Yeah, it was kind of, it looked souped up.
The picture, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What a crazy time. Allison de Courcy Island. Oh, my God.
We say tricked out.
Wow.
Tricked out.
You say souped up? I said, souped up, yeah.
Yeah, souped up, I like that.
Souped up's more like engine stuff.
Let's bring souped up back.
Didn't know it was out. I say rock on sometimes, and people tell me, don't do that. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow.
Are we really past that? I always say,
are you ready to rock? Like,
I say rock on.
Let's go.
And people are like, no, Dave, stop that. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep doing it.
I get away with it. Right.
I love on the rocks.
My kids answered to that ever since they were little. Ready to rock? Yeah.
Jesus. I wonder, I want to look into this after the fact now, because now I'm curious. Whatever happened for this car, this case?
Oh, yeah. It is obviously complicated, and it's because somebody's lying.
Oop, I was wrong about... Oh, wait.
The age?
No, the trade.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was Prust for Cassian. And then we traded Cassian to the Oilers for Ben Scrivens. Yes. Good old Ben Scrivens. I miss him.
Good old Scrivens the scribe.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. And I remember when 24CH came out about that, and then his first game with the Habs was in one of the Florida teams or something like that.
Yeah. And he had... obviously, you know, not the best sort of reputation preceding him. And Habs fans were like nasty about, you know, laughing and mocking getting Ben Scrivens. But, you know, he turned out to be all right.
Oh, yeah, he was fine.
What we needed from him.
Exactly.
And also just highly engaging in all of his thoughts, kind of like Jake Allen.
Unless it's been broken since then, but I don't think it has. Ben Scrivens has the NHL record for the most saves in an NHL game with like 68 or something like that.
For us.
Nah, I don't think it was for us. No. It was for another team, I think.
I would remember that. Okay. Wow.
Like, obviously I remember looking at that. Assume. I remember looking at that.
Wow, 68. Or what? Thereabouts.
Okay, somebody, maybe I'm wrong about this. He had some bizarre thing like that. Maybe it was like in an overtime game, maybe something like that. Because now I'm looking it up and it says that Ron Tugnutt has the most saves in the game with 70. That was in 1991.
Who did he play for?
The Nordiques.
Le Nordique.
Wow. Where did I hear that
Where
from?
Are they moving the fucking Arizona Coyotes?
Yeah, that's awful. They got to get rid of that nonsense. It's so stupid.
Yeah, you know where they're moving them? Mormon land. Utah.
Wow.
Apparently.
Imagine getting drafted by Utah.
Like Utah.
Okay. This is what it is. The most saves in a shutout. 59. That's what it is.
Oh my fucking God.
59 saves in a shootout. He was with Edmonton. That was in 2004.
In a shootout?
A shutout. He got a shutout. 59 saves.
I was thinking you said shootout. I was like, what? How long were they there for two days?
Yeah, right? Oh, that's insane.
A shutout. Wow. Good for him.
That's
holy shit.
Wow. The active goalie that is with the most saves in a game in 2000, just last year, is UC Saros with 64 saves in a win against Carolina. That is the most for an active goalie right now.
There's another thing that we forgot to mention about the game last night in Nashville.
What happened?
That Michael McCarron got a so-called go-ahead goal.
That's right. And it's because I wanted to mention that too, because the puck smacked against the backboard, came down, hit him in the head, or hit him with this, hit it with the stick or whatever the hell it was, and then he tapped it in.
He hit it with a stick.
Yeah. Either way, so it goes in, and Jake Allen was immediately pissed. He's like, no, that's not going to count. And the ref said, you're right, Jake. Don't bite me.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's 6'6 on skates. How tall he is.
He is big boy.
If it's over his shoulder, guess what?
Yep, too
and
bad.
Also, the thing that drove me crazy was that he knows that was a high stick. The shooter or the guy who scored it always knows. That's why you can see when they've got a guilty face or they realize that they've gotten away with something. But the shooter, so he knows. And he sulked for the rest of the field. I'm just like, I'm sorry. Why are you so angry? It's not like it was unfair. That was the call.
Yeah.
It had to be made. And it was weird how mad he was sitting there just sulking on the bench.
Well, he could have been with the winning team.
Yeah, he could have been. And that's what I was saying yesterday to Max while we were watching him. I was just like, this is so funny because going into this game, it's like, oh, Nashville, hottest team in the league or whatever, the fucking winning streak. And also that Saros had only let in one goal in like something like four games or some ridiculous shit. And then he gets scored on by Brendan Gallagher. And then that crazy, oof, I don't know, man. Don't take your eye off the puck.
And also fix your boards, Nashville. Jesus Christ. What the hell is going on there?
Yeah.
So ridiculous. That's it. We're actually a bit at our time.
Yep.
What have we been watching?
I will tell you, I wasn't sure what to talk about because we are still doing our Sopranos rewatching until the very end. Right now we're on season 4.
Nice. I just finished season 4 a few days ago.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going through season 5 pretty well right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to, that's sort of my nighttime ritual. I kind of fall asleep to it because I know everything. I know all the lines and I know everything that's going to happen. But yeah, he got out of Vietnam on account of the cop shot his kneecap off that day. Those lines just kill me. So what we've been watching The Sopranos, and I think it'll be more fun to talk about it when Beth is here.
Because Beth's going through it right now.
I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. For the first time. And so the other thing that I had been watching, because I needed to get away from all of the reality of everything for a while, and I watched on Netflix season 6 of Love is Blind.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so it's just like, it's so crazy for me. It's so fun for me because, you know, Max will come in and out of the room or whatever and just kind of laugh at it because it's so dumb. But I'm hooked. I can't look away. And the fun part about it is that it is always the next day because it's new episodes every Wednesday. And so the interesting part about this show is that, you know, I really don't like reality shows because they're all of the fucking characters or people are only there because they want to get famous, right? And I don't feel like it's that like that with this show, except for this season.
Mm-hmm. Like, you finally caught up to them.
Yeah. And there was only two couples there that ended up together. No spoilers. But that really seemed that they were there for the reason that the show exists, or, you know, ostensibly. And everybody else was just there to just fucking get on TV and get recognized and, you know, have clout on Instagram and all that shit. But there's an interesting side show to this too, which is a woman who is all about Love is Blind on TikTok. And she's got all of the dirt on the real life shenanigans going on with these people on this show. So that's fun because she does all these TikToks and she's very amusing. And, you know, if you want spoilers, I'll send out the name of her later because I forget what her name is.
Nice.
On TikTok.
She's perfect.
Love is Blind, Netflix.
Love is Blind, Netflix.
Leave a comment if you're watching. Because mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, the funniest part is also scrolling through the tweets the day, so on Thursdays, the day after the new episodes come out. Twitter, Love is Blind season 6 Twitter is fucking funny. And I mean, it would be much funnier to you if you're actually watching the show, but it's highly entertaining.
Nice.
Love is Blind, okay. S6, hashtag.
Perfect.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I've only been watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yep. And going through that again. Whenever an episode of Masters of the Air comes out, I watch that almost immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the, there's a new season of the Star Wars computer animated show called The Bad Batch. I think it's their final season, season 3, which I'm going to start watching once I'm done with the grown-up stuff.
And I will tell you right now that today I found it, I found new to me. It's an FX series on Disney Plus for me called Feud,
mm-hmm.
Capote and the Swans. Look that up, dude. As soon as I'm done watching The Sopranos, I'm going to binge the shit out of this. There's 2 seasons of it on Disney Plus, and just look up the cast. Ah, shit. You've got Diane Lane, Molly Ringwald, Demi Moore. I couldn't even get through all of their names. It's like every name you've heard of. And it's just like super gossipy, you know, scandals from like fucking the 50s kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. 50s and 60s. Oh, Naomi Watts is in that too.
And so I came across it when I was looking at suggested for you, and they nailed it with this one, dude. So there's two seasons, or it's, yeah, two seasons.
Awesome.
But nice. Each season has its own thing. So the first season, I think, was in 2017, and the current season is in 2024. So that's weird.
Huh. Cool. Excellent. Is this the same Capote that Philip Seymour Hoffman played?
I have not seen it because Truman Capote was such a fucking dick.
I never saw that movie either.
No.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He was a mean asshole. Snooty. Airs.
Yeah.
Mean.
Poor Philip.
Yep. Poor Philip. God.
Poor Philip.
I think about that now and then. What a loss.
I remember, probably going to end on this. I remember I was in New York City sometime sort of recently after Philip Seymour Hoffman had passed. And I remember somebody graffitied the inside of the subway, of course. It was like, rest in peace, PSH. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Somebody was really shook up about this. But yeah, there it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it for tonight's happy hour. We have a game tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes, which sucks because I don't give a shit about that team.
No.
That is just so irrelevant in almost every aspect of what they do.
I give so little of a shit about them that I have no idea how they're even doing.
Yeah.
No idea.
Like, I'm actually, now I'm curious and I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, now I'm curious
too. They are second in the Metropolitan behind the Rangers. In the league, they are 10th.
That's not bad.
Jesus.
Top half.
Fucking Panthers are in first. My God. Crazy. All right, that's it.
Took a shootout to beat the Habs. Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Like and subscribe. Goodbye. Bye-bye.